there was an issue which people flagged up previous to this parade, saying that there was issues and rumours around people coming with emblems in support of the Parachute Regiment and Soldier F. It was agreed by everybody, particularly the march organisers, in that spirit, that it would be addressed. Unfortunately, on Saturday, it wasn't addressed, and for me, that was, if you like, a break in that spirit. And on top of that, we had senior members of the DUP in Apprentice Boys regalia underneath the parachute banner supporting the British Army, and I think that was insensitive, particularly to the families of the Bloody Sunday massacre, and also flew in the face of the spirit of the agreements reached over many years with dialogue, including members of the DUP.
And we'll remind people that Soldier F has been charged with the murders of two men and attempted murders of four others in Derry on Bloody Sunday. He's set to appear in court in the city next month. So this, of course, is very relevant and some would say timely.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of people, you know, having support for whoever they want to do, that's their prerogative. And I think at all times we have to approach this in a sensitive way. But in the context of the march on Saturday, it was previously agreed the sensitivities around that insignia and support of this particular individual. It was accepted it should not feature as part of the parade that the Apprentice Boys were having in the city. I think that ignoring that and not dealing with that at the time has created unnecessary fallout. And indeed, many people, you know, asking the question, you know, is years of good dialogue going to go out the window because one particular group of people, in essence, put it up to the rest of the city, and indeed put it up to the Apprentice Boys and appear to get their way?
Also, we had unsafe instances of petrol bombs being thrown in Derry. Presumably, you extend condemnation in that direction also.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I have been long on the record of saying, no, first of all, it's something which sometime is going to end in tragedy. It is not wanted by the people of the city. It is not reflective of the people of the city, and indeed, you know, we wake up today rather than trying to deal with the crux of this issue around getting agreement. A small number of people take to the streets and throw petrol bombs, and it is to be totally and absolutely condemned.
Of course, we're talking about instances. These include the lighting of bonfires. Both communities, I suppose, offensive in that pictures, emblems, flags, etc., being put. So, really, do we need to get to the crux of this? And that's the state of relations, more generally speaking, rather than these individual cases. That they're, we are seeing a lot of unsavoury stuff.
Yeah, but it's obviously a combination of both. But when you have a good model and you have a good exemplar in the Derry Parade, you know, it's not that long ago in terms of history that this was a contentious parade, led to massive disruption in the city, and indeed, we've seen conflict on the streets as a result of it. I think what the Apprentice Boys did with the community, with the civic, political, church leaders over a long number of years, dialogue, discussion, and led to, you know, a relatively peaceful day. Indeed, on Friday, I attended a meeting in the city, you know, which is around political and civic leaders coming together. And it's been reported, you know, that trade, where at one time it could be as low as 10% in the city centre on the Apprentice Boys parade day, was now up around 80 and indeed increasing. So that whereas the traders still see a small drop, they see it, you know, as maybe just part of that process. But that's the encouragement. So therefore, yes, relationships, agreement and discussion, but we have to be very careful. We have to guard, you know, preciously that when agreements are made that they are adhered to.
Okay. Gregory Campbell, DUP MP. Firstly, would you condemn the fact that it seems provocative parachute regiment badges in support of Soldier F were worn by one of the bands taking part in this parade? Good morning to you, Gregory, by the way.
Good morning. I don't know why you're describing it as provocative.
Because it provoked a reaction from sections of the community, that's why.
No, the police overreacted and there was then subsequent events. But let's go back to the start here, because this over the weekend, this has spiraled out of control, and we need to get some perspective. On Saturday morning, the day of the parade was due to begin and did begin at 12:30 lunchtime. More than 1 hour before that, I was in the Fountain Estate along with some colleagues, because it's quite a small housing estate, and a senior police officer rang one of my colleagues to ask and establish what was the possibility of getting down a Soldier F banner that was erected in the fountain overnight. Now, that was over an hour before the parade started, long before the Clyde Valley Band, long before any insignia, long before all of that had happened. And my colleague said to the police officer, well, look, there's little likelihood of it coming down during the parade, but we'll see and try and negotiate and see if it is appropriate to try and get it down after the parade. And after the phone call, I then spoke to the colleague, and we went down to the banner to see what the banner actually said. And when we discovered that the banner made no reference whatsoever to Soldier F, we then said, well, we're going, because I could see what was going to happen here. I could see exactly what was going to happen. Somebody somewhere contacted the police, erroneously claiming that there was a Soldier F banner on display and wanting it removed. And the police made contact with a community representative in the fountain, who then spoke to me. So I said, well, we will get a photograph of us at the banner to show that there is no reference to Soldier F on the banner.
Mm-hmm.
And we will then put that on social media. Now, when we then met the police officer, the senior police officer who made the phone call, we said to him, have you actually seen the banner? And he said, no, I haven't seen the banner. And we said, there's no reference to Soldier F on it. So somebody, obviously, behind the scenes, is trying to create momentum behind some sort of objection and opposition to the parade. And that's why we've done what we've done with the photograph. Unfortunately, then, the situation escalated over the day. We had dissidents protesting at the top of the Foyleside Shopping Centre. We had them protesting close to the Diamond, about 50 yards away from the parade. And all of this was before any knowledge of any insignia on a band became known. That was the consequence and the context of what happened on Saturday. And then, unfortunately, there was a whole series of things happened into the night and the next day, where petrol bombing and all sorts of things happened. And the police operation, which was totally over the top, which bore no resemblance to last week in Strabane or any other time that there had been Republican parades. There was no surrounding of a bus or surrounding of a band to try and ensure that there was no breach of the peace. So that's why there's a problem now with the perception of a different standards of policing and connection with parades.